Hi, it's Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and welcome to a special edition of Accelerating Operational Performance. Our objectives are always the same in the podcast. It's just this time, instead of having a guest, I wanted to share something that I think is timely. And so I'm going to be talking with you for a few minutes, but our objectives are always the same, which is to help accelerate some of the projects and initiatives and deal with some of the challenges that you might be facing as a leader in an organization. It'll ultimately help you become more successful and bring greater success to your operation as well. So what makes the special edition different is it's just going to be me chatting with you, and I'm going to be drawing some things on my iPad. Now, this is a challenge if you're listening to our podcast in the audio format. And so I'm going to do my best to describe things as I'm laying them out on the iPad. But the other thing you can do is you can always either check us out on LinkedIn or on our YouTube page at unique.leadership, which is our YouTube page. Lots of great videos there. And that would be especially helpful if you wanted to see some of the visuals that I'm going to be using in the podcast today. Now, today's topic, I think, is super timely. And it is basically dealing with leadership and uncertainty. A lot of times, in fact, our Leader Feeder podcast that Kirk and Suzanne do with you started the year off by talking about the potential for change caused because of President Donald Trump taking office. And now that's come to fruition. Some of those policy decisions are being made. And what it's causing is people to kind of get stuck or paralyzed in some ways instead of moving forward in their operation. It kind of reminds me, we had a dog for a number of years. His name was Dundee. And what I noticed is anytime there was a loud noise, if we were out walking, he'd just kind of get paralyzed and stuck in his tracks. And even his facial expression would just get stuck. And of course, it was because of the uncertainty as to whether there was a danger or not. I see the same thing happening for managers and executives right now, and people are just a little bit uncertain. And so the tendency is to stop, be paralyzed, but really what's called for is effective leadership. And effective leadership doesn't mean that occasionally it's not good to get a little cautious, but you want to be still bold enough to take action on the things that will make your organization better. So I'd like to share with you a visual that I'm working on here. It's basically a standard 2x2 grid, and we're just really looking at the relationship between uncertainty levels and leadership capabilities. So in, quote, normal times, if there is such a thing, where you have a high degree of stability or a low degree of uncertainty, we would say that you can basically, as a leader, you can start to, and you, let's say you have low capabilities of a leader, you can still get by because you get by doing the minimum and by status quo. So almost any leader can be effective in times that are highly predictable, a low degree of uncertainty, a high degree of stability. But where we start to get tested is when the uncertainty level starts to climb. So as uncertainty increases, the amount of stress and pressure put on the leadership increases as well. Now, if the leaders are low in their capabilities, it is essentially a very much a danger zone, right? The danger zone is because what we're seeing is that the leaders are incapable, really, of managing the fluid situation. You'll notice that they tend to get stuck instead of taking action or communicating effectively. They kind of shut down, and everyone starts to worry. Now, on the other dimension, so that is in the top left corner is this danger zone. The bottom left corner, if you're listening, is really just this bare minimum, do the status quo. And, you know, kind of things are okay when there's a low degree of uncertainty and the leaders aren't necessarily very capable. Now, if we move in the lower part of the graph to the lower right, so this is where there's a high degree of leadership capability, but still a low amount of uncertainty. So what we're going to call that quadrant, really, is the performance zone, which sounds awesome, right? So performance just means we're achieving results. Again, I'll put that in sort of a light green color, the performance zone. We're getting the results, but there's not much uncertainty. So we're really working our playbook, working our system, getting things done as a group. But we're not really, again, because the stability is high and the uncertainty is low, we're really not being stretched or pressured. So now what we're looking at is the top right of this quadrant, which is where, again, uncertainty is high and the level of leadership capability is also high. So the leaders are good at what they do. They're consciously competent about what it takes to be a leader in a difficult situation. And so what we see up there, and what we'll label that top right quadrant, is we'll call it mission critical and essential. So that is, again, you have great leaders, essential. You have great leaders, and they're doing great work. Let me just clean that up for the folks watching the video here. But the question is, there's something even more than that, because in times of low stability or high uncertainty, you can have even effective leaders can still be very cautious, and they're minimizing risk. But remember that there's a difference between real risk and sort of boogie monster risk. The boogeyman is really the thing that we're scared of happening. But if you really were to look at it from a probability standpoint, the absolute worst case is maybe not as likely. Now, if you're in a business there, it's going to be a terrible outcome because of some of the policy decisions or tariffs or disruptions to your supply chain, then you might be saying, Greg, this is not just like a low probability event. This is something that we expect is going to really happen. Then, of course, you're going to deal with it differently. But let's say that mostly we're just dealing with, oh my gosh, bad things could happen, but we're not sure if they're going to happen or when they're going to happen or even how bad they're going to be. Well, there's this little quadrant in the top right. So even within the right top right quadrant, there's sort of this area. And what I'm going to call that is domination. And what I mean by dominating is that if you, as a highly effective leader in a time of uncertainty, you can actually turn that to your advantage as a company, as a department, because what you're going to do is you're going to build on the fact that the uncertainty is creating opportunities. So I'll give you an example. If you were looking at a competitive environment, you against competitors, and your competitors are facing the same degree of uncertainty that you are as an organization, they're going to be disrupted like you are, but it also creates an opportunity. And when customers are feeling disrupted, what they're looking for is some degree of leadership from their suppliers. So this may be a tremendous opportunity that actually causes the market to go in a bit of flux. Not so great if you're the incumbent, but very good if you're the company that's going after that marketplace and you're used to going up against this formidable competitor. But the uncertainty is causing customers to really reflect on whether they've got the right solution. So there's an opportunity there. In terms of operations, there's also an opportunity, because then what you're dealing with is the fact that the team is sort of a bit unsettled, but they know that they should be doing something to get ready. And so by being this dominant, high-performance leader in a time of high uncertainty, you're going to be able to get your team to do what they need to do to be successful. And so again, whether your leaders are low in their effectiveness or high in their effectiveness is going to determine whether you are a victim. So in this case, we're going to call this the victim side, and we're going to call this side of the graph, we're going to say this is the victor, right? So you're either a victim or you're the victor, and that means you're either going to win or you're going to lose, depending on the quality of your leadership team. Now, if you're in a severe crisis, cash flow's in a crunch, and there's no profit margins left anymore, I don't think you're going to necessarily prioritize leadership training. After all, when business conditions turn a bit soft, the first thing that gets cut, probably next to advertising and promotion, are things like training activities. But I'm thinking that the right kind of training activities, the ones that drive extra value and equip your team to succeed, are exactly the things that you'd want to focus on. In fact, in the training business, we say there's either no money or no time. Now, of the two conditions, usually most companies are susceptible to, if they have the money, they'll spend it on training. And even if there's no time, they'll try to cram it in. But what if current conditions cause you to have a little bit of time on your hands, but maybe you don't feel like you have the richness in your budget? That still might be the absolute best time to move forward with a leadership development activity. But I'm going to share with you some tips that the leadership team can embrace, whether you need us to come in and do a little tune-up for your leadership team, or you just want to refocus yourself as a leader and make sure that you're doing the right thing in a time of uncertainty. So let me show you a couple of recommendations. First, remember that when it comes to stress and anxiety, action alleviates anxiety. Anxiety is often caused because we're overly worried about something that's going to happen, whether it's actually going to happen or not, right? We're just concerned. So because we're concerned, we tend to just be paralyzed, like my dog Dundee when he heard a loud noise. And instead, what we need to do is to do something, right? And again, the typical responses are either going to be fight or flight, right? And I'm going to suggest to you that, not that we want to be aggressive in terms of fighting, but we want to take action, right? We want to take action to make our situation and circumstances better. The other thing that I want leaders to realize in times of uncertainty is the importance of communication. Now, it's hard because you're not always sure exactly what to communicate. So therefore, because you're not sure how much to communicate, your staff is kind of left in a vacuum. And again, the problem with a vacuum is it gets filled by all sorts of concerns and gossip and things. And again, gossip is part of having a healthy organization, but what you don't want to have is the unofficial channels being more relied upon than official channels. And many times leaders and executives wait until they know exactly what they're going to do before they talk to their team. So behind closed doors, they're having lots of conversations about what they're going to do in the situation, but they're not actually involving people in those conversations or even walking them through some of the scenarios. Two things happen as a result of that. Because I'm closing off people, I can't even tap into some of their ideas for improvement. And I also can't tap into their ideas. Plus, I can't really let them know that actually we're working on several plans that would be effective in case things actually get worse. So communications, the best thing to do is to keep regular communications, keep people updated. Now, there are a few caveats, right? You don't want to really share rumors and, you know, necessarily your opinions about what might happen. You really want to stick to what you know and what you expect to see happening and what you're paying attention to and what you might do at those different circumstances and situations. And the last leadership tip that I have for you is simply to adjust and move forward. I know it seems fairly basic, but in an uncertain situation, we know it's going to be fluid, that there's going to be changes that are happening. And so why not just acknowledge the fact that occasionally your information flow is going to change, what you know to be happening is going to change, and so you're going to need to adjust as a leader and move forward in the organization. And if the change means that you're changing your opinion about something or what you might do from something you previously communicated, then by all means, you're going to want to let your team know about that. So I didn't want to take up too much of your time in the special edition. I really wanted to talk about the idea that really effective leadership helps any organization through a time of uncertainty. And instead of being a victim of it, you could be a victor and you could move forward and actually dominate your industry if you were to take bold action as a leadership team. And of course, we're here to help you, whether it's just a short intervention with your leadership team to give them a tune-up, or whether you're looking for something more robust to really capitalize on the current situation and propel your organization into greater success ahead. And of course, all that starts by you and I having a conversation at our website, which is uniquedevelopment.com. So connect with me through one of the social media channels that we're on, especially LinkedIn, or reach out through our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Let's have a conversation and see how we can help your leadership team deal with periods of uncertainty and not be victims, but actually be successful and become victors.